Welcome to Carrickfergus Vineyard, a place of hope where lives are changing. We're a church in the heart of Carrickfergus, passionate about seeing people's lives changed by the love of Jesus. The following message was given at one of our Sunday services.
I'm 19 years of age, and I'm at a youth weekend away and as a leader. And I'd only been a Christian, like a proper one, for a year or so. Like, I'd been a Christian for a while, but I'd only started taking it seriously really the last year or so. And it was a teenage youth weekend away, and I'd gone as a leader. And it was the usual format: worship, teaching, ministry, stuff that we do. And it came to the ministry time, and all these teenagers stood up, just really hungry for the Lord, really wanted prayer. And I was kind of on the side. I was kind of over there where you are, Angie, not picking on you, but that's kind of where I was. And all these people stood up, and there weren't enough people, team, to pray. And I remember the person at the front with a microphone was kind of pointing to me and going, "Go on, go on, you go, you go." And I was like, look behind. I was like, it's only the brick wall. He's not turned. And I was like, me? And he's like, "Yes, you." And I'm like, what? Like, he knew me. He knew me, and he wanted me to go and pray for people. And I had never done this in my life. I had never prayed for someone else. I had received prayer many times and really benefited from that. But gosh, into the fire I go. And like, no joke, I had no training. No one had ever done what I'm doing with you now. And I was just like, gosh, what do I do? What do I do? I just copied what I saw. Because that's often how we learn, isn't it? From no age to big age. We just copy, we just emulate, we just see what's going on, and then we just do that. And that's what I did. So I went along at first, kids, put my hand on their shoulder, and I was like, I was praying with my eyes open, because all other people do, even though I thought it was a bit weird. Someone, you pray with your eyes open. And so I'm praying, and suddenly, like, the power of God just, like, was on this person. Like, they started doing what Jenna was doing, which was moving. And you could see signs of the Holy Spirit. That doesn't always happen all the time. That doesn't happen to all people. But this was happening. And I was just like, gosh, check me out. I'm like power Christian here. I've got the goods. I didn't really think that. There's a little bit that did. I'm young. You're young. You kind of think I'm amazing. Takes a few years for God to humble us, usually through pain and suffering. That's true. And so there I was in this moment, and as I'm praying, it's like I just had this thought of, I can't remember what it was, but I began to then had some thoughts that weren't, they were strange thoughts. So I was like, God, is that you? And so I said, I don't know, I just have this thought, maybe this is it. And I just shared it with a person, and you could tell it was the Lord. You could tell it was God. There was something of God in the words that I said. And I was just like, wow, that's fantastic. John Wimber, who founded the Vineyard Church, said, everyone gets to play. And that's specifically what he meant. When we say it for everything. Like, we all get to be part of the team, and we all get to serve in some capacity, shape, or form. But when he really coined that phrase, he really meant in this whole area of kingdom ministry, of praying for other people, of seeing the kingdom come through our hands, through our voices, through our prayers. And our desire is that all of us would be able to pray for someone else in this way. Now, that's not necessarily your idea. And you might be reticent or resistant to that. And that's okay. Because, you know, we're never going to lead in a way that forces people to do anything. So it's always a case of it's invitation. Jesus always led through invitation. He was not a pushy kind of guy or a forceful kind of guy, but he was always inviting. Come do this, come do this. Jesus, didn't he give the 12 disciples and then later the 72 authority to go and do the stuff, to go and preach the words that he'd already shared, to go lay hands on the sick and go, Jesus, the very things. And that's what he's calling all of us, if we're a follower, to do. Confident and experienced, and this is brilliant, love that. There's some of us here, you've heard me do this talk maybe 8 times before. If you've been part of our church since day one, you'll have heard this many times before. There's some of you, you might have heard it just once. Maybe this is the first time you've ever really heard it. But our encouragement is that we all have the confidence to do it. And there will be a whole spectrum of where we're at. And how comfortable or how confident or how experienced or lack of experience or whatever. And that's okay that there's just that difference and diversity. And what I want to do in not many minutes left is just share with you just a few things that's going to encourage you and help you to do this. Let's do Prayer Ministry 101. That's the low bar entry level, and then we'll do 102. So 101 is simply this. I was going to model this with someone, but we don't have time. So it would simply be, let's pick on Sergi. Sergi comes to the front, and I've never met Sergi. He's a complete stranger to me. I would introduce myself. I say, hey, my name's Paul. What's your name? I say, it's Mark, because he goes by his first name. And I say, that's great. And what have you come for prayer for? Now, if it's a general just being filled with the Spirit, remember those of us who were here last week, we talked just about being filled with the Holy Spirit. If that's all it is, it's like, great, let's just see. Let's see what God wants to do. And I would maybe encourage him, if he's never had prayer like this, I'd just say, mate, just close your eyes. Just relax. You don't have to assume the prayer position. I'm being facetious. Many do. And that's just a sign of being open to the Holy Spirit. It's really not good, actually, if you stand there with your hands in your pockets. Again, it's not, you know, God can still move with your hands in your pockets, but it's just almost like a symbol of kind of, this. I'm just being open. I'd say, just close your eyes and what have you. And then, again, if I didn't know, I might just say to him, mate, do you mind if I put my hand on your shoulder? I can't just assume that, especially in this day and age, but just to be, and they'll be, yeah, that's fine. And sometimes they might not be fine. You know, sometimes, you know, people don't want to be in real close proximity to a person, and we need to honor that. We need to spot that, notice that, and say, okay, that's okay. I'm just going to pray at a distance, but I'm just still praying that God would meet with you. And then I just say, simply relax and just be, maybe. Sometimes when we pray for people, they stand there like this, and maybe their lips are moving, maybe even sounds are coming out. And very often, I have to say to the person I'm praying for, don't pray, just receive. Don't pray, just receive. Holy Spirit comes down, the Holy Spirit comes to us, so just receive. So that's part of the job, of just making the person feel relaxed. And then, this is 101, folks. All you have to say, and even if you don't want to say it, you don't have to say it, is come Holy Spirit. That would be a good starting point. But you don't have to, even at that point. But I'd encourage you, come Holy Spirit. And then just wait. And just watch with your eyes. Watch to see maybe signs of the Holy Spirit. Signs of the Holy Spirit could be what I mentioned earlier. There could be some movement. Eyelids fluttering is a very common thing that you see. Sometimes hands are moving. Sometimes they begin actually tears begin to come. Might begin to laugh. There could be all number of other different things. You might see that their hands are sweaty. These are just signs of what, of various signs. I don't have time to go into them right now. But that, again, like I said last week, is not necessarily the most important thing. In fact, it's not the most important thing. The most important thing always is what God is doing on the inside. It's the fruit of the Spirit. So last week, We were at the leaders' conference. Chantel and I were at week A, which is the beginning, and then Kate was at week B at the end of the week. And there were times when I got prayer many times, probably four or five occasions, just in all the different meetings that we had. It's just like, prayer, yes, please, I need it. Some of you are thinking, yeah, he flipping does need it. And I went, and it's just like, there were moments when I went for prayer, and I just felt someone just come alongside, just put their hand on my shoulder, and just, I knew they were there, and they were praying, and they didn't actually say anything. They didn't say a word. And so I'm trying to lower the bar for some of us who are feeling like, oh, I've got to say the right thing. I've got to pray the right prayer. You don't have to. You don't have to. You just need to be open. You need to be a vessel who's prepared and willing to do that. Pray with your eyes open. Wait, listen, and just maybe after a while, maybe say what you see. Say what you see. Say what you hear. God might give you a picture. God might just give you a Bible verse. He might just give you an impression. Very often, and this is not a one-size-fits-all approach, but very often with me, I often, and God speaks to me through what the person's wearing. And I think it's going to happen to everyone, but very often that happens. Again, don't necessarily emulate that, but just maybe notice that. And some of you are going to start coming to church with brightly colored T-shirts with slogans on them and all the rest from now on, aren't you? But it's like, just say what you say or say what you hear the Lord is giving you. But always do it in such a gentle manner. I don't know, I could get this wrong, or this might be the Lord. But I don't know, I just got a sense that God's calling you to this. Or I just think God's doing that with you right now. And you'll know if it's the Lord because they'll respond in some way. You just know. And if it's not the Lord, it's just a nice thing, well, then it's a nice thing. You haven't hurt them. You haven't annoyed them. You haven't upset them. And you haven't put something on them. And so we do it cautiously. We do it lovingly, very much with humility, that we could get it wrong, and that's okay. And we, as the person praying, need to have that permission to get it wrong. Because if we don't, we're never gonna start. We're never gonna try. And so we have to have that kind of just that culture or that atmosphere of, I'm learning. I'm still learning here. Might get it wrong. And so that's that. Okay. So that's 101. Now, at the end of the day, how do you know when it's over? Well, sometimes if I'm praying with someone and I feel like I'm done, and I feel like they're with the Lord, meaning not with the Lord, but they're just with the Lord, I'll just leave them. And sometimes I might whisper, say, I'm just going to leave you now. But just keep engaged. Or I might just walk away. Or sometimes they indicate, it's done, time's done. They open their eyes. And then depending on what's happened, I might just, give them a wee Christian hug or pat them on the shoulder, whatever. Or depending on what's happened, I might have a debrief. It would be often good to have a bit of a debrief. What did the Lord do? What was happening? What did he say? And it might be that you need to pray some more. Or it might be, that's amazing. And encourage them to go do what God told them to. Or encourage them to live in a different way based on what God did. It all depends on what happens, right? But sometimes, very often actually, it would be appropriate to have a bit of a debrief kind of conversation. Pray for guys, girls, to pray for girls. And that's just simply, just being protective there, and things can come up. It can be a really deeply deep moment of what God's doing in the moment, and you don't want to be sort of compromised in that way. But it's totally fine, if, let's say I wanted to pray for a female, I'd often draw in someone else, say, hey, would you come, Chantel, just help me pray for such and such, and that's totally fine, totally appropriate as well. Okay, prayer ministry 102. is simply this, is it depends on what we're praying for. So when you lay hands, here's a question coming, I'd like some response, would be really good for some of you, so thinking caps on, is when you're praying for someone, laying hands on them, what things might you be praying for in that moment? So what different types of prayer when we're praying, laying on hands, would there be? Healing. So healing is a specific area of prayer ministry when we lay hands. And I'm going to do 2 minutes on that in a minute. What else? Encouragement. Yeah, that's good. Yep. And what else? Oh, come on. What is it? Deliverance. Well done. And there's another specific way of praying, which I'm going to take 60 seconds on in a minute. What else? Equipping. Be a bit more specific. Equipping. So you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Another one in the equipping kind of thing is the releasing of spiritual gifts. You remember Paul writing to Timothy, do not neglect the gift that God has given you through the laying on of hands. And so there's a releasing of spiritual gifts. That's an equipping thing. But also the power of the Holy Spirit to be what? To be witnesses in those places. So there's that as well. I think I've one more. Freedom, brilliant. And again, that could be deliverance, but it could be actually not so much. It just could be a breaking of something in that moment. Any others? Comfort, revelation, just hearing God speak. I've been pondering something. I've been pondering a change of life right now. This is example, not me personally. And I'm just looking for confirmation. Would you pray in that moment? Loads of times God has given direction, confirmation through someone praying with me at that time. One other one I've got here is praying for somebody else. You're concerned about a family member. There's someone at work that's annoying the living daylights out of you and they're making your life a misery. And you can come up prayer and you're praying. We pray laying on hands in proxy for that other individual. So there's lots of different ways. We want to speak specifically about healing and about deliverance. When we pray often for healing and deliverance, this was a bit of a mind shift, which I learned later, is we pray with authority that God's given us. Some of you will have heard me talk about this before, but we don't pray petitioning prayers. You know, when we pray, most of our prayers become you again. Oh God, would you? So let's for example, say, Mark's got a bad back, comes forwards, I'm going to pray for his bad back. I might lay hands on his bad back. We don't pray, God, please, if it's your will, would you please heal Mark's back? We pray differently. Why? Because Jesus gave us authority to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. So he gives us power and authority to do that. So if I'm praying for Mark here and now, and I'm praying that, I would speak to his back, and if there's someone, be healed. Do you hear the difference? The lips slightly different. One, they think, gosh, there's a difference here. We speak to him, we say, in the name of Jesus, come here, stop. I can't look at Nathan, he's laughing over there. You're going to set me off. Stop it. I know it was the word that I used. I didn't mean to. I'm not even using any notes today. We speak to the condition, we say out in Jesus' name. Why? Because he's given us the authority to do it. So we're not praying, oh, little demon, if you're in there somewhere, come out. It's like, no, you've robbed this person. You've control and power and this thing. And it's like, in Jesus' name, I command you, get out and leave that person. I realize that last bit that I'm talking, I can see the whites in your eyes. It's raising all kinds of slight kind of nervousness in some of you. And there's a degree of caution in that. And absolutely, I totally appreciate that. And I'm sorry, we don't have time to do more of this. So if you'd like to talk about that some more, please grab me or someone else who you think might have a bit of wisdom and knowledge and experience in this whole area. So please, please do that. Okay, I'd love to talk for more, and I had actually more to talk about, but we don't have time because everyone gets to play. What I'd love us to do this morning is just do this, is to pray for one another. And this is how I'd like to do it.
Thanks for listening to the Carrickfergus Vineyard podcast. If you'd like to find out more about our church, please visit our website at carrickfergusvineyard.org.